Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There are already legal challenges in the works after the Trump administration announced a new rule yesterday that could dramatically reduce and potentially end asylum for migrants along the southern border. The rule would bar migrants from applying for asylum in the United States unless they already tried to get asylum in one of the countries they passed through on their way to the U.S. Joining us now is NPR's Joel Rose, who's been following this story. Hi, Joel.
Hey, Jeremy.
So how does this work? Where will a migrant heading north from Central America have to now apply for asylum?
Right. Well, this is a sweeping new rule, as you say. It would require migrants to apply for asylum in at least one country that they travel through on their way to the U.S. before they get to the southern border. And so a migrant heading north from Guatemala would have to first apply for asylum in Mexico. A migrant from further south in, say, Honduras or El Salvador could theoretically apply in Guatemala or Mexico. But both of those countries have small asylum programs. Claims take a long time to process right now, and let alone if there were suddenly tens of thousands of new applicants. So under this rule, applicants would have to be denied asylum in one of these other countries before applying in the U.S. So in practice, advocates say this would effectively block most asylum claims from Central America.
Well, and also many migrants are fleeing for safety reasons, and maybe they don't feel that they would have the safety that they need in Mexico or certainly in other countries in Central America.
Yeah, no, that's a real concern. I mean, human rights advocates, immigrant advocates say that these countries are not safe places, and in some cases for their own citizens, right? I mean, we've seen hundreds of thousands of Guatemalans fleeing in particular because of poverty and violence in that country and heading north. And, Mexico has security challenges of its own.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, immigrant rights advocates don't think these Mexico or Guatemala are appropriate places for asylum seekers.
Now, the rules take effect today. Has there already been an impact or asylum seekers being turned away if they don't meet this new criteria?
That's a very good question. The Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice have not really talked about implementation and did not respond to our request for comment. So we're watching today to see what's going to happen at the border. I don't think it's likely that asylum seekers will be instantly turned away. I think it's more likely that they're going to have a chance to get what is called a credible fear interview before an asylum officer. Under the law, that is the first step in the asylum process. And until now, large numbers of migrants have been able to pass the credible fear screening because it's a fairly low bar. But that is likely to change. Reportedly, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, which runs these credible fear interviews, has issued new guidance to the asylum officers who conduct them, essentially instructing them to reject most asylum claims under this new rule. And I think that's when you will start to see many of these migrants being deported after they've not past their credible fear interviews.
And what is the Trump administration saying about the goal of this? Is it simply to reduce the flow of migrants, or what are they saying?
Yeah, I think that's it in a nutshell. I mean, to deter migrants from coming in large numbers and overwhelming the immigration system. In a statement, Attorney General William Barr said the rule will, quote, decrease forum shopping, unquote, by migrants who are trying to exploit our asylum system, his word. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan says the rule will get rid of, quote, a major pull factor, unquote. The administration believes that many of these migrants come here and file, quote, unquote, meritless asylum claims and then don't show up to court and disappear into the country. And the administration has been pushing Congress to tighten up the asylum law. That has not happened. And now the administration is essentially trying to change the law on its own.
So the ACLU's Lee Gelernt explained on Morning Edition today why his organization is now challenging this new asylum change.
Ultimately, this is an end run around Congress's decision to provide for asylum regardless of whether you transited through another country. At the end of the day, this is a separation of powers issue. Congress makes the laws about asylum. This administration doesn't like those laws, so it decided to rewrite them, but it cannot rewrite them unilaterally.
So add another case to the court's docket. We remember, of course, that the Democrats in Congress are trying to get a lot of members of the Trump administration to come and testify, and the Trump administration is saying no. That's all heading to court, too. Is this new rule, though, going to survive the legal challenges?
I'd say that's hard to predict. It's a similar case to one last year where the administration tried to take away asylum from migrants who crossed the border illegally, in other words, between the ports of entry. The administration also tried to make that change very quickly, just like this new rule. But a federal court in California blocked that one from taking effect because immigration law is pretty clear that asylum seekers can apply from anywhere in the U.S. regardless of how they got here. So it would not be a surprise if a court blocked this rule as well. Courts have blocked a lot of the administration's efforts to restrict access to asylum protections, and there have been many. But they've not blocked all of them. Some of them have gone into effect. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make a call right here.
Okay. That's NPR's Joel Rose. Joel, thanks.
Hey, you're welcome.